It's the fastest growing series in the world right now. It's a very exciting series. We bring the race to the people in the cities where you discover new fans.
This is Inside E, the Porsche Formula E podcast.
Hello and welcome to Inside E, the latest Porsche Formula E podcast, as we go behind the scenes and speak to some very special guests. So, who's the focus on this time? Well, there's been huge interest as to who will be the second driver to be announced, so I'm delighted to be joined by newly signed André Lotterer. Good to see you.
Very good to be here. Thank you.
Congratulations. You must be absolutely delighted.
Yeah, very, very much. I mean, I have always been in a Porsche family, but I went on a adventure to learn as much as possible in Formula E. And it's great to come back home to join this new challenge. It's something I couldn't refuse and I'm really looking forward to.
Let's talk about the Porsche family, because it really is something special, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's the greatest brand in motorsport. For me, it's a brand I love as well. So to be able to link to such a brand, it really motivates a lot. And combining the fact that it's with Formula E and starting a new challenge and creating the future of e-mobility and representing that through a sport, I think it's a very dynamic project, and I'm really motivated for that. It's a very exciting series, and to give everything for the brand is definitely something I will do.
Before we talk in greater depth about the Formula E and indeed your experiences, you've been a Porsche Works driver since 2017, but no doubt when you reflect on that period of time, you've had some fantastic career highlights already with this iconic brand.
Yeah, it was a similar situation. As an offer, I couldn't refuse to join Porsche to go to Le Mans in 2017 when Audi stopped their program, and I kind of wanted also to stay in the group and in the family under the Volkswagen group. And unfortunately, we only had a year, so for me, it's a bit a unfinished business that I have. And I was able to stay in the Porsche family, even though we didn't race much in the last two years. So it's fantastic to be back in full motion.
Did you enjoy your time with the LMP1 program with Porsche?
Yeah, of course I did. You know, to be at Le Mans with Porsche, it's where the brand became who they are now, and it's such a great race. So even though it didn't end the way I would have wished, we were looking really good until the end, leading, and that would have been eventually my fourth Le Mans win, and would have been really magical to win that with Porsche. But then we unfortunately retired, and the sister car won. But it was a great experience to see how Porsche handles everything, the operations side and the whole engineering team. Because before in Audi, I was racing against Porsche, and there were a few things where they were stronger. So it was really interesting once I joined the team to see, that's why they're stronger. And this is also why I wanted to join the Formula E team, because I believe really in the whole engineering team and in the resources and in everything that we'll need to be at the top.
And now here you are, being reunited with a former teammate, Neil Jani, someone you know incredibly well in the context of Porsche and indeed Rebellion Racing. Do you think that's going to help, because you've already got that great relationship?
Yeah, definitely it helps, because especially in Formula E, you need a bit of a mixture of an endurance teammate atmosphere, because we don't have much time to learn things at the track. It's a one-day event and everything goes super fast, so you really need to help each other to make the team strong together. Here you really need to work together and share all the informations, and this is something we definitely can do with Neil, and I'm looking forward to.
Do you feel as personalities and indeed as drivers you complement one another?
Yeah, I think we're pretty different in terms of personalities. He's probably more the conservative person and I'm probably more the extravagant one. And that's pretty good to create a balance for everyone in the team. It's good to also know each other. And we actually share the same physio since many years. And we still have a lot of points in common and we get along well. So, definitely we won't have any problems with rivalry and or other things. I think we're mature enough to handle all situations that will come to us.
And good friends off the track.
Yeah, definitely. We're happy to spend time off the track as well and enjoy similar lifestyles.
Coming up in Inside E, Andre gives us an insight into what Formula E is all about. Now, for Porsche, this is quite literally, as the campaign is, hashtag starting from zero. But for you personally, you are no stranger to Formula E, have been contesting it for the last two seasons. So give us a real insight into what this championship is like and all about.
The championship is great. It's very wild. It's it's something completely different. And when I joined it, it was almost... starting from zero for me too, although I have a lot of experience in motorsport, but it's a combination of things, obviously racing in city tracks, but they're quite different than Monaco, for example, where the asphalt is always super clean. We race on so many different types of tarmacs on one circuit, on sometimes on train rails or many gutters or concrete. So to master a race car on these surfaces is already difficult enough. But then on top of it, the Formula E car handles differently. We have the one weather tire from Michelin that has grooves on it, like everyone on the road, and of course when they get hot the car moves more, so it's really a lot to do behind the wheel for a driver, and the wall is always super close, so it takes a bit of time to first feel at home and comfortable, and you don't want to push the limit too much and hit the wall, and then you start again from zero. So you need to build up your confidence, and on top of that, you add all the other drivers and the energy management, where you always have to watch during each lap how much energy you're consuming, report it to the team. So there's so many completely different things that come to you in Formula E and that you need to handle, and it was great to be in this team with Techita. They've been double champion now in the Drivers' Championship, so I definitely was in good hands and learned a lot of good things, and we won just won the team championship now as well, so it was probably the best situation for me in terms of learning, and now I'm here, so hopefully I can bring as much as experience as possible to the team. Obviously, I'm sure I can't wait to see what they've already prepared and looked or imagined how things will be in Formula E and merge with what I know. I'm really looking forward to that technical challenge.
From a driver's perspective, what comes across with this series? It's really bringing the racing up close and personal to the fans. The spectator engagement in all aspects is very pivotal, isn't it? How have you found that element? Because you are quite a larger-than-life character.
Yeah, we it's a new way of racing, I would say, in Formula E. We bring the race to the people in the cities, where you discover new fans that were not aware they will be motorsports fans, and they would have never gone to a racetrack 2 hours away or 3 hours away. And we bring the motorsports fans to the track as well in the city. And I think it's a great combination with the fact that also we all have the same cars, same batteries, so the level of competition is very equal, so it creates a lot of very tight races and 7 or 8 different winners in the first race, and no one knows who will win. So the little bit of deficit we lack in emotional sound, maybe, that a lot of people at the beginning didn't find interesting for motorsport, I think it compensated so much more with the drama that you find in the races, the battles, the level of drivers, and the places we go. And it's if you look at all the races, there's always been an incredible finish. There's never been a boring race. And in motorsport right now, it's really important to combine show and a relevant platform for the manufacturers and representing the future of e-mobility.
Andre, it's still a young series. You've been involved in it. And are you surprised just how it's captured the imagination of people all over the world?
Yeah, it's the fastest growing series in the world right now. And it took me maybe a bit of time to convince myself to join Formula E, but immediately after the second season, I went to watch a race, and it caught my attention. And because obviously you come from full combustion race cars, and then I went to hybrid race cars, and now we're fully electric. And when you see how quickly the technology evolves and what we can do with these cars and the places we will go, it's super interesting. And the fact that, like you said before, we can bring the race to the people and also involve them into our race with a fan boost and a lot of engagement. And I think we gained a lot of sympathy and trust from the whole audience that this is the place to be right now.
I know you're excited by this signing. You're very much part of the Porsche family. But of course, Porsche as a brand are literally starting from zero. But I guess you've got all the faith in the world in this team, in this brand, because of their rich pedigree in motorsport.
Well, that's the past, right? What counts is the future. But the thing is, one thing you can be sure is that Porsche doesn't come to just participate, they come to win. And this is what everyone is already a bit scared of, that Porsche is coming and will win. So hopefully it will be the case. But Formula E is different. We still need to learn our first steps and do our first steps. And like I said before, I'm really looking forward to what the team have prepared and how well I can imagine they're prepared already. The technology that's behind the car, if there's anyone who can bring the best technology, it is Porsche. So I'm looking really forward to give her everything and to go through this challenge with Porsche together.
Coming up later in the podcast, Andre talks about what's in store as the countdown continues to the start of the season. The team are starting quite literally with a blank piece of paper, no race data. And of course, your role, not only as a driver, is going to be pretty instrumental because of your knowledge of the series.
Yes, exactly. So what we do a lot is simulator, right? And there's a very good simulator here, and this is where I will spend probably most of my preparation time before the first race. Luckily, my mom's family is from 10 kilometers from here, so I can stay over at my uncle's and I'll feel semi at home. And even if I need to spend a week here to go through everything, and I want to see what how I to simulate all the circuits, all the race scenarios. The thing is, in Formula E, you don't have time. You know, usually the other racing series, you have Friday practice, then Saturday practice, then qualifying, and then the race. But here, everything happens so quickly, and you have to prepare each scenario perfectly that could eventually happen. And there's so many different kind of situations that can happen. Besides the fact of setting up the car properly, mapping the engine the way you want, and your energy strategies and everything. So it's really a big task, but I made sure I acquired as much as possible, and we'll transfer everything.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by that task, because for Porsche, what do you see as the main challenges going into the maiden season?
Well, there are many. Obviously, you have a restricted amount of people at the racetrack, so you really need to make sure that each person handles their task, which is probably bigger responsibility on each person, that they handle these tasks right, and that in operations we are ready immediately with an answer, that we have all the toolboxes for all the issues or all the setup we want to have, because you don't have time to test. We as drivers, we need as much track time as possible, and it's not like you can come in, change a setup, go out. So you really need to have all the toolboxes, and us drivers be able to point them out, to open them and use them and make sure they work. So and map the car corner by corner the quickest way possible, so we find our rhythm. This is one thing, and then obviously, we will see how season 6 will be handled with energy management, which is also a very engineering part, where it's simulated how to do the best lap time with the least amount of energy. So this is what we call the banana. At a given lap time, you need a given energy consumption, and there's the best way to do it. But this I'm not too worried about, as the engineers can calculate that with their simulation softwares.
You mentioned the importance of the simulator, because of course there is such limited testing, isn't there, which poses another challenge.
Yeah, of course, only 15 days, so I need to find out how many days we have left for me. but the simulator nowadays can do a lot, especially with the nature of this racing. With an electric motor, you can exactly replicate one. The usage of 1 kilowatt is 1 kilowatt, and you can also use all the interfaces, and it's exactly like if you would be at the racetrack, you know, with the engineers are there with the same softwares, we have the same steering wheel, you actually have the same the car and the simulator. So this is where we'll hopefully find out all the bugs.
Okay, you've signed on the dotted line. What next now? Because it's a pretty intense program in that build-up to the first round in November.
Well, I need to find out. I just arrived. But I'm sure they prepared a big plan, and I'll be here as much as needed. And then get in the car and drive, which hopefully will be soon as well. But first there will be, I guess, some simulator planned, and to learn about everything, see who is doing what, discover the Formula E team, recognize people that have been working with me before, and learn the new ones, and find myself at home as quick as possible, although I'm already at home, but it's a new team. So any challenge I'm looking forward to.
I wanted to talk to you about the team, because there's something very special about the team spirit within Porsche. Do you think it helps? Obviously, you know Neil really well, but also there's going to be so many of the team that you know from LMP1 days.
Yeah, team spirit is key to success. So you need to have a good amount of fun, enjoy what you do, and identify yourself with what you're doing. And I think with a brand like Porsche, all the people here have a strong identity to it. And when you feel this is part of your life, then you go beyond. And this is, I think, what Formula E is about, is to really do the extra efforts and not think, okay, it's 5, 6 p.m., I want to go home. We will have to really go beyond. And I think this is what you can get in the team spirit, and every single member of the team plays their part through their character, and we all have that one thing in common. It's Porsche, the race and the challenge, and this is where we join. And sometimes you don't need to talk, you just look in the eyes, and then you're on the same page.
To sum up then, you must be really excited about this chapter of your career.
Very much. You know, when Porsche announced that they will do Formula E, that's the first target I had in my mind. But I wasn't sure it will work out, and it finally did. And I'm not new to Formula E, so I'm looking really forward to start the season strong, straight out from the first race, and to make history for Formula E with Porsche.
Exciting times. It's been a pleasure to speak to you today. Thank you,
Andre. Thank you.
If you'd like more information, follow Porsche Formula E on Twitter and Instagram, or visit the Porsche newsroom. See you next time.
Inside E, Porsche Formula E podcast.